you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Episode 105.
I ain't playing around. Make one false move, I'll take you down. Get back, motherfucker. You don't know me like that.
Okay.
It's a song I'm working on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, man. That's pretty good.
Nice original by me.
I was actually thinking about, like, I wonder if I could just, like, blow up if I decided to become, like, a SoundCloud... Jesus Christ, SoundCloud rapper.
Keep going. You're doing well.
Okay, thank you. You're helping me. Like, a SoundCloud rapper, but I get, like, the face tats, but I'm, like, Lil Gamer, and it's Gamer, like, G4M3R, and I get, like, a Sims diamond tattooed on my forehead, and I get my arm, like, a keyboard, and I get, like, Xbox buttons on my cheeks and shit. Like, I wonder if I could, like, blow up if I became that sound and just start a beef with everyone.
You probably would, but, like, it would be, like...
I'd ruin myself, but maybe I'd make millions.
Maybe thousands.
Maybe. Who knows, man? I could be the next, like, 6ix9ine or...
I have a question. So I was chilling out, relaxing... I was smoking, whipping, and nay-nay and usual stuff.
Nice.
And I was thinking to myself while listening to some good music, I was like, man, I wish I could go back in time so I could steal this and become famous.
The song or the, like, whip and nay-nay?
Just, no, I got the whip and nay-nay down.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the music. Like, did you ever wish you could just, like, reverse time, create a song that someone else made?
Like a huge hit, yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the weird thing is, like, you have the potential in your brain to make... the next big song, but... Well,
the thing is, everyone here, I truly believe this. There, you know, the world in which we live in is filled with infinite possibilities, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, think about it. Mathematically, there is some algorithm, and by saying this, I mean, like, a series of circumstances you can create for yourself to where you would be the number one on iTunes music charts. Anyone in the world has, like, they just have to... Whether it's like you have to walk into this muffin shop and then you have to stay at home for 3 days straight and then
tie your shoe at this point.
Yeah, exactly. There's a specific code to crack for some people, and they could do whatever they wanted. They could become an astronaut. Well, actually, yeah, I truly
you could go to astronaut school.
There's a code you can crack. You know, unless there's something that you're physically or mentally incapable of.
There's some code for them still.
There's some code for other things, but
wait. Speaking of astronauts, did you see that furry on Twitter that got a NASA internship, and they tweeted like suck my dick. I guess who just got an internship at NASA, and this like old guy responded and was like language, and they were like suck my balls. I work at NASA, and he's like so do I, and then she got fired.
What?
And it was apparently the guy, like, I think isn't it like Homer Hickam? I think the guy that was the movie Red October is based off of.
Really?
Wait, Red October? Is that the movie about
suck my balls, I work at NASA?
Let me find the tweet. And is Red October the right movie I'm thinking of?
October Skies.
Red October, I think, is a completely different movie. Let me find this tweet. This was something else. And actually, speaking of weird universal happenstances, yesterday I was listening to the song Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. And as I was listening to it, I got a text from my...
You were missing me, weren't you?
I was thinking about you, Ryan.
Yeah.
My aunt texted me, Wish You Were Here, while I was listening to Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here. Then I finished the song, packed my things, and I left work. In the parking lot, there was a man wearing a shirt that said, Wish You Were Here. And I was like, what the hell?
Life is a simulation.
That is really weird. Oh, yeah, Homer Hickam. He was the guy that, like, commented to the furry. And he's like...
He launched the first marshmallow into space successfully.
He did. That's what he was known for. Actually, that's what the movie October Skies was all about. They're trying to get a marshmallow to the highest altitude they could. Have you ever thought about buying a weather balloon just for, like, the hell of it and sending something into space with a GoPro?
No.
Like, something stupid. Like a super mega t-shirt.
pull a Musk.
And send, like, a...
He sent a roadster. It's on its way to Mars right now.
Really?
Yeah,
so that really, like, is on its way to Mars. I knew it
I
went up into
so.
Space.
Yeah,
but...
yeah, it's on its way to Mars.
It's gonna just going to fucking crash at, like, 2,000 miles per hour into the surface
of
Mars?
It's going to land perfectly on Mars, and it's going to drive around going, ha-ha, I won, ha-ha, I won, ha-ha, I won.
I bet he came up with that idea while on acid. I bet him and Grimes were chilling out, and he was on acid, and he was like, I'm going to send a car into space.
Look, dude, he's done a shit ton of work. He deserves to drop acid every now and then. That's all I'm saying. He's a busy dude. He's done a lot. He's constantly having to fucking deal with a bunch of shit. Why not drop acid to take the stress off?
Why not drop acid and, you know, make your family's wealth off of mining emeralds during the apartheid? But that's, you know, no big deal. Did you see those texts from Grimes that Azealia Banks leaked saying, like, like that he fakes his accent. Like Grimes was like, yeah, he fakes his accent, but I love it. And then Azealia Banks leaked him.
Is there that much of an accent to what
he has like a South African like twang or something?
Does he?
But he grew up in Canada.
Sounds pretty normal to me.
Well, that's what she was saying.
I've never like heard him talk and went, wow, he sounds like, because there's this kid from South Africa that used to go to my youth group, and he spoke with a South African accent. Elon Musk just always kind of talks. He does have a weird way of talking, but I don't pick up like an accent or anything.
I was driving back from LAX the other day and I took a wrong turn.
And you saw Elon Musk
boom.
On the highway.
Well, I was at SpaceX. I just got off the highway and boom, I was at SpaceX. And I was like, whoa, there's SpaceX right there. It's a big ass building, too.
It's on top of the IKEA in Burbank.
It's like a two level thing. It's like IKEA and then SpaceX.
Yeah.
They launched the rockets right out of the top of the IKEA SpaceX building. I was at IKEA yesterday. For like 3.5 hours.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
You know what sucks about like the IKEA warehouse is like I needed to look something up about some furniture I was helping someone buy, and just no service in there. Just not a single drop of service.
IKEA drains me every time I go.
God, it's so draining. My eyes get dry as hell when I'm in there. Does that happen to you?
Yeah, I just get like, it's from all the dust and shit, right?
Yeah, it's like so much open, dry air, and I walk like 2 feet, my eyes like start watering.
It's just like every time I go there, like I get like excited because I'm like, look at this new furniture I'm about to get. And then it's the checkout process.
And, like,
and then you're like, oh, wait, I still have to build all of this shit.
Well, it's a lot. Like you get there and you get excited and then you realize it's like a 2 mile maze. And then by the end, you're exhausted. And then you get to the part where you have to go find the stuff and like pick up these heavy ass boxes yourself and then carry them into your car and then put them together, which I have to go put together a bed for someone today and like a dresser.
So, uh-oh. Gonna break it in?
I'm going to break it in, yeah. I'm just going to jump on it a bunch.
Okay.
It's my mom's bed. I'm helping my mom pick out a bed.
Ooh.
Because I was trying to convince her to get a bunk bed so I can move in with her, but she surprisingly won't let me do that.
No?
Which actually upsets me a lot.
Well, you know how the saying goes. When a mother doesn't want a bunk bed, she's doing her best.
That's that saying, man. That's a very famous saying. It's one of the most famous sayings in the English language.
Come on, I'm not alone here. Everybody knows that saying.
No, I know that saying. Yeah, it's classic. Actually, I wanted to get like a lofted bed so I could put my desk under my bed, but I just feel like it's too dumb. Like it just feels like college. Like
well, that, and you're going to wake up every morning and hit your head on the ceiling.
Yeah, and then I'd have to climb up and down when I got to pee in the middle of the night. And also, my sweet little feline, Banana, wouldn't be able to get up into my bed with me and cuddle with me.
And scratch you.
Scratch like he did this morning.
He loves you 0.9% of the time you're with him.
Well, it's like 50-50, I'd say. Like, I was walking out the door to go to work, and he comes running out of nowhere. I'm like, hey, Banana. And he just, like, launches onto my leg with all four of his
grapples
like,
onto you.
Yeah, and he bites me. And I'm like, what the hell? And I reach down and he slashes my hand and I got this big bloody gash on my hand now. Hurts. And my Band-Aid came off too. I just realized that. I don't know where it is.
Your cat's an asshole, dude.
He is. And my Band-Aid is somewhere around this office. So
how are the boys doing?
Boys are good. I got two boys staying with me right now, Harrison and Jackson. Those boys,
they're staying with you for a while.
Living on my couch. It's pretty nice though, because they cook and they clean, and they make coffee and play good music, so I can't complain. They buy groceries and clean the place up when I'm not at home, so I really can't complain.
Do
too
they
much.
Clean the place up?
They do. They clean it up. Yeah, I'm very like I come home and it's like spick and span. I'm like, ooh, thank you. Do the dishes?
Is it?
They vacuum. They
is it spick and span?
Well, when you came over the other night, that was after a long day of goofing off.
Okay, okay.
So it was not spick and span that day.
Okay.
We went out to the Medieval Times show, which was crazy. That was something else, Medieval Times. I've never been until recently.
And you know what they say about Medieval Times?
What do they say about Medieval Times?
Those are some medieval times.
They were a little evil. I felt very bad for the horses. They were doing crazy tricks. I was like, how do you train a horse to do that kind of stuff?
Did they run the horses on like... a track?
No.
Did the horses whinny and nay-nay?
They brought the horses out and made them, like, jump in the air and, like, spin around and,
did they walk on their hind legs?
One of them, like, stood up on his hind legs and then jumped.
Ooh.
And I was like, damn, they're beautiful beasts.
Apparently they're assholes, though.
Horses?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if they're that beautiful,
Unless, you know, you're friends with one.
Well, beautiful people tend to be assholes, Ryan. And I'm sure it's the same with animals. Horses know how beautiful they are, and therefore they're assholes.
Oh.
You know? It's kind of how that works.
P.U., man, you know what I'm saying? Horses are stinky.
They do smell really bad. You kind of know when you're in, like, half a mile of a horse.
The horses right now.
They've been bringing horses in the office and stabling them, and that's really weird because yeah. It's just no room for them, and it smells like shit.
Well, I mean, like, it's like now since they got horses, they had to clear out the bong, like, room where Aaron kept all of his bongs, and now...
It's probably better that way, because he's not smoking so much weed, but I don't know. Like, the bong smell I got used to, the horses I don't think I'm going to be able to get used to, because that's a bad smell.
We could, like, smoke up in the horse stables every now and then, so it smells more like the bong room again and less like the
It would just
horses.
Be a mixture of gross weed and horse shit.
I get that, like, 100%. But I'm just trying to help out. I mean, if you're not going to come up with any solution, then at least I'm going to try to help out. But if you're just going to deny everything that I try to help out with...
I'm not trying to attack you. I was just
there's
saying...
There's nothing that we can do.
I'm not,
I mean,
no, no,
then
no,
you're
no.
just complaining to complain. If you're, I mean,
no,
are you
I was gonna,
well,
I was about to suggest
it?
Maybe Febreze, which I think would be the best option.
Febreze, that's the... When you spray Febreze in a room where you just took a poo-poo, like, it smells
it
like Febreze
smell
and poo-poo.
Yeah, it just kind of mixes and it's like a sickly smell.
Dude, let me tell you. You know how I've always been a match boy? These matches mask the smell of poop perfectly.
Yeah.
For a little bit. There's something else that actually works, and I was surprised because I always saw commercials for it. And I'm like, this shit's stupid, but it actually works. You remember the commercials from the poopery?
Yeah.
That shit works magic.
I owned a bottle for a while. I lost it in Japan, but
it's great.
It's great.
Just spray it in the bowl. It's done.
Spray in the bowl, do your business, boom. It's actually a fantastic product.
Yeah.
And we're not being paid to say this. It's actually like a real sweet fucking product.
It kind of works like in the Meg with the hydro whatever layer of the ocean that was too cold for the megalodons to pass through.
It's exactly like that, yeah.
Allows your poop to go through, but then it seals back up.
And then it keeps everything in. Your bathroom smells wonderful. Well, your bathroom doesn't smell at all.
Can we actually poopery, if you're listening or if our fans want to like, I mean, we could contact them too, but I would not mind like advertising for poopery. Is that poopery? Poopery?
I don't know how you say it. It's something
paprika?
Like that. It's like, I don't. How do you spell it?
One and it's gone.
Is that the catchphrase?
No, I don't know.
That's a good catchphrase. See, that's why they should be paying us to advertise. We're doing it for free. No, because they'll just be like, oh, they just did it for free. Why do we need to pay them?
Because we're not. Because then we're gonna start bad mouthing your product in the next podcast if you don't.
Ryan, I thought that stuff worked, but it's just not working anymore.
I know.
In fact, it's making my bathroom smell even worse.
You know, for a product called Poopery, I expected it to not make my bathroom smell like utter shit.
In fact, it's been burning through the toilet bowl. The porcelain has been dissolving.
You could decompose a body with this shit.
Easily, easily. Now, Poopery, if you contact us, we'll retract those statements, but that's where we stand now, so...
Where do we stand? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude.
What is that new thing that's going on? Is it like you're a fan of this thing and how do you prove you're a fan of it?
It's like a Twitter term, like a stan.
It's new, right?
It's pretty new, I think. So, well, like, it's based on that old Eminem song, Stan.
So the year is halfway over. What do you think thus far is going to make it into the YouTube Rewind of 2018?
Fortnite dances.
Fortnite dances better be there.
They're going to have Jake Paul doing Fortnite dances. And
do you think they're going to put Jake Paul again? They're definitely going to have KSI and Logan Paul and Jake Paul.
I don't think. Do you think they'll put Logan Paul after his little fiasco and the great New Year's?
He's YouTube's baby. He's doing an event that's going to get YouTube a bunch of fucking money.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The boxing thing with KSI, yeah, he's going to be in there.
Which is this weekend.
It's probably going to be a thing with him and KSI, like, boxing, and then they're going to punch, and then both of their fists are going to meet up, and a big flash is going to happen, and then Jake Paul's going to appear and be like, "Oh, I'm stupid, and I don't deserve any of this, but actually, when you talk about I don't deserve this, that just means that you're looking at it from your own point of view. The world's not fair, and people like me are rich and famous, and people, And then the YouTube Rewind is going to change scenes to something else.
What if
they were that honest?
I hope that the KSI Logan Paul fight goes down like the SpongeBob episode where Patrick and SpongeBob fight, and then they just see that they have corresponding colors of underwear, and then they hug each other and then walk out with their hands down each other's back underwear.
Yeah.
Would you like to watch Jake Paul's YouTube Red Show?
Would you like some Maverick merchandise? I wonder if that's good quality merch.
I don't know.
Do their shirts look good?
I don't know. I just know that they made millions off it last year.
Whip out your phone.
It's whipped out.
You know what we're doing?
What are we doing, buddy?
We're going to their fucking clothing thing, Maverick.
Maverick?
Right? And we're going to actually, like, judge it. Like, not pure, you know, purely not based on their personality.
Maverick merch.
Maverick.
I misspelled it, but Maverick by Logan Paul.
Where?
I just searched Maverick.
Yep. Okay.
No, it's not. It says Team Paul. There's a couple shirts say Team Paul. This one says Maverick,
Team
Paul.
Are there any decent designs?
$28 for one shirt. Look at these posters. It's
the one with the animals is interesting.
Wow. It's Jake and Logan Paul in the middle of a boxing ring, and it says actions, not words. 25 August. Damn.
Their female clothes aren't bad. Look at this. Look at those leggings. Those sweatpants. Those look nice.
On sale for $12.50, guys. Go get yourself some Maverick merch. Damn.
I think that they've done a better job on the female merchandise.
Definitely.
The male merchandise is just a bunch of goofy, stupid shit.
Maverick boxing team. Man, they're just doing it right.
Like, I'm trying to be completely honest and not have my bias, like...
They kind of just look like Walmart graphic tees.
Well, all of their guy shirts look like spreadshirt designs. Like, they all look very bad and very poorly designed. But when it gets to the girls' stuff, as I said, those sweats, it's much better. I could see, it's kind of like a H&M type shit when it gets to the girls.
I'm not willing to go as far as to say it's good, but I'll say it's better than the men's merch.
If I saw a girl wearing that and it didn't say Maverick, I'd be like, oh, those are some nice sweats.
Yeah, objectively, they might be like, okay, like that looks okay. But... Yeah. if I saw that Maverick logo or the word Maverick or team,
be like, oh,
team,
you're supporting them,
Jake Paul or whatever.
You do what you do, but
are they gonna? Do you think like they're gonna die out after this year?
I don't know. It's hard to say because remember how big they were last year?
Yeah.
They and the year before that, and then I don't know. They're doing a really good job in terms of publicity.
Who's coming up next? Someone's gonna supersede them eventually.
No one's really taken their place as like the YouTuber that's like breaking the mold this year.
But it's also because like when people like that come around, it always causes the whole system to be changed, like the rules of the system,
yeah,
and the algorithm and shit. So it's like it kind of like something different's gotta happen. It could be us, man. We could become SoundCloud rappers.
No,
start beef with everyone.
We're
spill the tea.
We're the okay. If Logan and Jake Paul are the ones that are driving this YouTube yacht, we're the poor souls that have accidentally been caught in the propeller, and the propeller is stuck into like our rib cage and it's spinning, but also hooked into us, and we're being dragged.
We're like the we were just like having a nice day out on the water, like in a shitty little dinghy that we saved up 3 months to buy, and it's not even, it's got a hole in it.
Sorry, I take that back. Jake is the one that's in the propeller. Logan's driving the boat. Jake is in the propeller. He's bleeding out. Blood's in the water. Then the sharks come, which is like KSI and Keemstar and stuff. And then you and I are kind of like the more timid predators of the sea that come in. We're the scavengers of the ocean.
That just kind of pick up afterwards. Like, yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, they ate their meal, but they left some shreds.
So. Yeah, exactly. That's us.
I was going to say that maybe if Jake is dead in the water, Logan is filming it and reacting to it and then putting it on YouTube and then saying, I didn't realize I needed to be human in that moment. I'm sorry. Oh, man. Speaking of...
Guesses? Comments?
Logan neither Paul? Of those things. What do you think of the mustache, Ryan?
It's coming in. It definitely is coming in. Have you dyed it yet?
No, the dye comes in the mail. So I've been growing a mustache because I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try. I'm going to see if I can. So it's been like two and a half, three.
Okay.
And it's mostly there. It's just mostly blonde with a spattering of black or dark brown.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't look very full. But when I dye it today, I'll send you a picture. You'll see it. You'll see the real deal, man.
Damn.
You'll see this full mustache.
I've gone clean shaven for a bit, unfortunately.
It's funny how the universe balances things out. I start growing a mustache and you accidentally shave yours off.
Yeah. But it's growing back. You see the stubble coming in.
So. I see the stubble, yeah.
It'll be like my beard will be back in form in about a week and a half.
Wish I could fucking because I still have to deal with the annoyance of shaving. Every other day or so, it's just, it doesn't come in. It just looks like nasty, scraggly leftovers of a man who like if I was in the bathroom, my dad was shaving and like the fan blew some onto my face. That's what it looks like.
Okay.
So, but I feel like the mustache is starting to fill out, you know?
Okay.
I just want to see what I look like with a mustache. I want to give it a good shot.
Now let me guess, you've went on Photoshop. And you photoshopped a mustache onto your person.
Absolutely. I did.
Okay.
I absolutely did. Because I wanted to test the waters. I want to see what it would look like.
You're like, wow, I look hot and sexy.
And then...
I look interesting.
You know what it's kind of like? It's kind of like those pictures where it's like the advertisement for like a Big Mac. And then what you actually get, it's like that. The Photoshop picture of me with a mustache is like, damn, that looks good. And then the real picture of me with a mustache is like when you actually open up your Big Mac. And it's like... all like smashed. Because
you probably the mustache you probably photoshopped onto yourself was like coarse and full.
It was very full and well formed, but I trimmed it a little last night because it was getting in my mouth, which that's how I know it's growing. I was like, ugh.
I know my hair's growing because I can.
Oh yeah, you can put your bangs in your mouth.
Yeah,
nice, dude. Nice.
That's how I know how long my hair's getting.
Why don't you two lovely uncles it again?
No,
shave that receding hairline in.
No, I don't know why I haven't, like, trimmed it or cut it yet. Like, this isn't, like, it's not, like, it's past the point to where I wonder what I look like with long hair. Now I know. Now I think it's just out of pure laziness.
You could,
I need to get a haircut or something.
Get it thinned out and trimmed a little bit.
Yeah.
Look real nice. Style it a little. Throw some product in that bad boy. Volumize it.
Matt.
What?
In the past 72 hours, I've had 18 donuts.
Why'd you do that?
I've had 6 donuts a night.
6 a night? From
six
where?
6 a night. From a donut place. I can't remember the name.
You just go out and buy some and just... I can't eat 6 donuts in a day because, like, my appetite won't let me. If I try, I just, like, my stomach's like, nope, no more, you're full.
I'll eat because I'm sad, and I'm sad because I eat.
That's a predicament.
Or, like, what's the fat bastard quote? Where is it?
Is that from
it's from Austin Powers.
That's what I thought. Did you know there's an Austin Powers club in Glendale? It's like a bar that's like themed after Austin Powers, and it's apparently pretty expensive, but I haven't seen the Austin Powers movies, so I can't go. I need to binge them, and then I can go.
Excuse me. I'm watching an Austin Powers scene.
I'm no happy. Look at me. I'm a big, fat slob. I've got bigger titties than you do. I've got more chins than a Chinese phone book. I've not seen my Willie in 2 years, which is long enough to declare legally dead. I can't stop eating. I eat because I'm unhappy. I'm unhappy because I eat.
Wait for it.
It's a vicious cycle.
Wait for it.
I'm waiting.
If you'll excuse me, there's someone I have to get in touch with and forgive. Myself.
That's good. That's classic shit, man. That is some classic shit.
Right in his pants.
Oh, man. That's fucking gold.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's pretty
so that's
good.
That whole speech is me.
Why don't you just
down to the fart? That speech is me.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Why don't you just instead of eat the donuts? Why don't
smell
you,
them?
Yeah,
just lick them.
Lick them, and then wash your tongue off with water.
Lick them and throw them away.
Well, because you get the flavor, you just don't get the calories. Here, I got it. Lick the donuts to get the flavor, and then chug a bottle of water so you're full. So you got the taste, you got a full belly.
I think it's that whole thing of, like, sugar and stuff that tastes good gives you this fucking dopamine rush and it makes you feel good. So if you're down, you're just like, you eat something and you're like, ah, yum. And then after you eat, you just feel like shit, dude. My acid reflux from eating six donuts a night has been awful.
Jesus, dude. I feel like I would just... I've done that kind of shit before, like a bag of candy before I go to bed, and I wake up.
Yeah, have you done half a dozen donuts?
I have not done half a dozen donuts.
In a span of 45 minutes?
I'd throw up probably, just because I can't hold a lot of food.
I have no idea what's going on. I don't know how I'm doing this. I got something brewing.
How about every time before you take a bite of a donut, you have to text me and say, I'm about to do it. So then you get, like, my disapproval.
Can I just text you, I about to do it?
Yeah. Okay. And then I'll say, don't do it.
And then you go, he about to do it, ?
No, no. How about, I imagine, like, you have the box of half a dozen donuts, and you're holding your hand, and you're, like, sweating, and then the little, like, devil and angel version of you pop up on your shoulders, and the devil's like...
The devil version is super fucking, like, fat.
And he's
gross.
Like, come on, Ryan, eat the donut. You know you want it. And the angel's like, no, Ryan, it's bad for you. It'll clog your arteries. No, you're gonna feel bad if you do it. And the little devil's like, come on, Ryan, what's one donut? And then you eat six. And then next thing you know, You got that acid reflux?
I'm going to get fat again, get diabetes, and die of clogged arteries.
Now, you don't want the diabetes. That's one thing you don't want.
I am not pre-diabetic, apparently, so that's good.
Keep eating the donuts, you might become pre-diabetic.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I could have just spawned, like, a pre-diabetic fucking fit in the span of these past 3 days.
What if you actually are, like, insanely diabetic, but you just got the wrong, why are you slapping the microphone?
Fuck this mic! It starts pointing in the center of my chest and not at my mouth.
It's looking at your heart right now.
And do you see how I have to sit on the couch to fucking like speak normally?
You're like slouched down. You want to trade with me?
No.
Mine's propped up, okay?
It's fine. You're taller than me. This would be worse for you.
My posture's already shit, dude. My posture's so bad. I've been trying to fix my posture. It's hard, man.
It is very hard.
It's not easy to fix a posture. It'd be easier to fix the deficit then fix my posture. My posture is just like, it's like a question mark. It is not good. Actually, it's more like a candy cane. My posture. It's like,
oh man.
What?
I can't wait for Christmas.
I'm so excited for Christmas.
I'm so excited for the
holidays. The holiday season's so cheery and cheerful. I love Christmas music, when it gets into October,
from October to December, that's the best time of year.
Oh, absolutely. I fucking love like October to December.
Yeah.
You got Halloween, there's something good every month, you know?
Halloween.
Each month has a different theme.
Thanksgiving. I mean, like Halloween is like this fun kind of like dark, but still like basically it's just a month of fun. And like there's still a bunch of decorations up, stores decorate themselves. And then you got Thanksgiving, which I personally don't care about much, but I like the feeling of the pre-holiday. It's like there's this just pre-holidays vibe November has.
It's like when you're about to leave your house to go on a vacation, you know, you're like getting excited, like, ooh, it's coming up, you know, and you get fall candles and fall scented candles, fall and Christmas candles. I can't get enough of them, man. Especially Christmas tree candles. Fuck.
And like November is when they actually start putting out the like kind of decorations and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then December hits and boom, goes by like that. And then a new year starts.
Then you get a week to like reflect on the year, and then you get a brand new start, and it's beautiful. It is beautiful.
God, man. Well, 2019, you know, I thought, you know, 2018 sounded like a positive type of year. It's been one hell of a year so far. 2019 sounds like a shitty year, if I'm being honest.
I'm excited for 2019. I
like the just 2019 has the just gives me this vibe of like shittiness.
It just sounds like bad.
Yeah, because maybe it's because it's like I'm putting it together with like the eight, when you turn 19, it's like, well, I'm no longer 18. 20's what mattered. No one gives a shit about 19.
And then 20 doesn't even matter that much. It's 21 that matters.
But 20 still sounds 20, and
yeah,
looks 20's nice.
Like, wow, I'm not a teenager anymore.
Yeah.
22 was the first year I felt like older. I was like, oh shit, 22 feels older now than
I'll try heading on 25, my friend.
I will eventually. One day I'll get there.
Within the next 2 years, you will be.
2 years from now, I will be heading on 25.
I am heading on 25 currently. So
you are 25, going on 15.
I still got another year, dude. You got a whole fucking year.
You just turned 24.
Exactly.
You got a whole year being 24.
Exactly. And then I'm gonna be halfway through my 20s, and I'm gonna be like, whoa, I feel like I turned 20 not that long ago.
I know, man. To quote the song
Stevie
Time. No, to quote the song Time by Pink Floyd, every year is getting shorter.
Yeah, that's how it works because of, you know, your perspective of time. Because you have more time that you've seen, so of course it's like stretching out the timeline in a Premiere project. The more you add to it, the kind of faster those little chunks look like.
Do you remember like how long it would feel between like Christmas as a kid?
Oh my god, it's like a whole nother fucking year.
It's like 3 years worth of now.
It was just like, whoa. It felt like I just went through years and years of shit.
Do you remember how depressing December 26th was as a kid? And now it's just like, it's whatever.
Yeah.
I fucking like, my favorite part of Christmas isn't Christmas though. It's just the whole season.
But well, yeah, when I was younger, it was just Christmas Day.
Yeah, now it's just the entire season. I love the music. Christmas music is like one of my favorite parts of Christmas. That and the smells, like Christmas tree smell, all that stuff. And just like, it's just nice seeing everyone. It's like a nice celebration for the end of the year.
I love how Christmas music, like, there won't be like of course there'll be new-ish songs, but there will never be new classics. They always play the same old shit, and I feel like even 50 years from now, it's still gonna be "Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow."
Like old Burl Ives stuff.
Yeah, I love that shit.
It's so good.
It's
like,
so good.
It's the only time of the year where everyone like collectively listens to music from the 30s.
Yeah,
like old Christmas music has such a charm to it. Welcome to the episode of Super Megacast where we talk about Christmas in August.
Did Frank Sinatra have a Christmas album?
Of course he did. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm just saying, of course he did, because you know he made a Christmas album. I'd be willing to place money on that. Here, Ryan, here. If he doesn't have a Christmas album, you can, I'll go into the other room right now and yell whatever you want me to yell to all the guests in the office and then come back in.
If what?
If he doesn't have a Christmas album. Or has made Christmas music.
No, you said album.
Oh, I shot myself in the foot on that
one. Hold on. Frank.
Well, he had to put it on an album, right?
No, it has to be a Christmas album.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if he made Christmas music, it surely was on an
album. Damn it.
Does he have a Christmas album?
Christmas Songs by Sinatra.
There we go. You know that dude was, like, in the mob. There's no way Frank Sinatra didn't have, like, extreme mob ties.
If you look at him, he looks like he should have been a serial killer.
He was definitely...
You know, like a very charming individual. He looks like, who's that douchebag Zac Efron is playing? John Wayne? No, that's the clown.
John Wayne Gacy?
John Wayne Gacy's the clown.
He's not playing Jeffrey Dahmer, right?
No, he's
playing... Oh, Ted Bundy.
Yeah. Frank Sinatra looks like a Ted Bundy-esque type of dude.
Well, Frank Sinatra, I feel like he'd be the type of guy to do like a beautiful set on stage, go backstage, do some coke, and then shoot someone in the alleyway.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah, I bet he was just wrapped up in the mob. He just seems like a mobster.
There's some like angles where he kind of just looks like a young Jack Nicholson.
Let me see.
Like,
can I view a picture of the sweet man?
This particular angle just looks like a young Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, it does. His hat, why is he wearing his hat like that? Looks like a goofy motherfucker.
You should start wearing a hat like that.
Like a fucking...
That covers like 50% of your head.
And the shadow goes across my face, but and I always have my head cocked to the side with that smile. What is that, like, hat? What type of hat is that? It's not a fedora.
I don't know.
It's not a trilby, is it?
I don't know.
Let me see. Look, and there's a smaller version of him to the left doing the same pose, like smiling even bigger.
Oh, yeah. That's just zooming in on him.
He's just zooming in. He's like, uh-huh.
He's doing his Christmas shopping.
I had a Christmas album.
What? You know this was big back then.
Frank Sinatra and Nat King Cole? I think it's just a mix of the two. I don't know if they ever did a song together.
Okay, never mind.
I do like Nat King Cole's voice. It's very unique. So is Louis Armstrong.
Like? What's Nat King Cole's voice sound like?
We know Louis Armstrong's voice, right?
Yeah.
Does it sound like that? Hold me tight.
Is that what Nat King Cole sounds like?
It's something like that. It's very unique. I don't remember exactly. I just remember I listened to it when I was younger, and I was like, ooh, now this is a unique voice. Play yourself a little Nat King Cole.
Okay.
Experience it. A little Nathan King Cole.
Okay, I'm going to just play this one.
Play yourself something nice, Ryan. Ooh, that is smooth.
Ooh. You know what? I need to start listening more of this. I like listening to this music.
Dude, so like old jazz is fantastic.
Yeah.
Like that old school. I heard Miles Davis was a real asshole though.
Oh, like Miles Gavis.
You really got me with that one. I don't know why that was so funny to me.
Because it's so unfunny. It's
it was so quick witted though. It was so unfunny but so quick. I was like, Miles Gavis.
More like Miles. Oh, I just shit my pants.
That fart you just did on the podcast, Ryan, was very, very, like, it sounded like it's just an old car breaking down going,
it sounds like I was just, like, I accidentally landed on a traffic cone.
Yeah. Or if
and
you,
then
like,
I came in and farted, and my asshole isn't raspberry puckered waiting for a good old fart sound effect.
It sounded like if I took a handful of, like, dirt and just threw it against a wall and it just softly hit. You're really letting them out on this podcast. Should I leave the room for a bit?
Matt, I have had so many donuts.
That's true. How do you feel? Like, when you wake up in the morning, do you just
awful.
Feel like...
I feel awful. Like, that's the thing.
Should I leave the area?
Let's take a break real quick.
I actually
fucking
have to use
Christ.
The restroom.
Jesus,
just calm down.
Christ,
just relax.
No, it smells awful.
Yeah, I know, but I have to...
Well, that was fucking embarrassing.
Well, let's
recap.
Let's recap.
We're leaving the room yelling about the mess Ryan had just left within the proximity. And the moment we open the door, there's a talented team of guest animators touring the office right outside the door. So they heard us yelling about Ryan's flatulence.
Yeah.
And then Ryan went to go empty himself. And immediately after Ryan had left the room.
And it smelled horrible.
It was awful. Like a cloud. They all came into the tour and shut the door behind them. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Did they comment about it?
No, but as soon as you went to the bathroom, they all just came in the room for a couple minutes, and I was like, uh-oh. Here's, maybe, I don't know what they said, but go through the audio. Maybe they commented on it.
Dude, maybe they did, dude.
But put a clip of them all.
Dude, that's going to make me feel bad. That's going to make me feel bad.
If there was a good clip,
if there's a good clip, I'll put it in here.
This is the Grump Room. A legendary space that smells like farts all the time.
I love all the art on the wall. Is it all,
cool.
Like, other people and stuff?
Sure. Man, somebody fucking ripped one in here. I'm sorry. Anyway.
I bet you Aaron probably should have said something to break the ice.
Like,
unless
man.
He farted too and was embarrassed and didn't want to.
He was like, sweet, it's covered for me. That was something else, Ryan. How was your trip to the loo?
It was intense.
Intense?
I still feel it.
Really?
Yeah.
Those donuts really moving through you. Doing donuts inside.
Dude,
you.
When you eat that much, your shits are monumental.
I bet.
And I'm not just trying to talk about shit just to be like, haha, funny shit. But when you eat like shit, you're not going to have a fun time in the restroom.
You get out.
Basically,
what you put
all
in,
this
right?
is a lesson to people who eat through their emotions or don't eat. Eat healthy. I felt so much better when I was only drinking like water and, you know, ditched soda.
You can do that, though. You could start right now.
Of course. I've been trying to do it. I've been counting my calories.
Hey, you brought a water bottle in.
I did. I haven't taken a sip yet.
Hey, you know what's interesting? So I hear about, like...
I just got to show you something.
Like what you told me, how, like, when you're anxious or stressed out or sad, you eat.
That's how many calories I had of food the Monday.
That's like 3 days of mine. I just don't eat that much. That's the thing, like when I get anxious or depressed or something, I actually don't eat. I do the opposite. I don't get hungry.
I switch between the two, but mostly I think I have found that food just, as I said, it's that like sudden rush of just like, ah, this is nice.
Yeah, well, I know that it's like a lot of things. It's like a, not a coping thing, but like a way to deal with anxiety. And that's how, like, I've never had that though. I guess I have my own ways of dealing with stress, but like when I get anxious, my appetite like dies. I actually wish it was the other way around so I could put some weight on.
Yeah.
I wish we could just trade that. So it's like when you're anxious, you don't eat, and when I'm anxious,
but
just.
That's the thing. I've back in high school, when I was a sad boy, one of my first breakups, I just wouldn't eat. I was never hungry. And then it happened again in college. I got really sad and I just didn't eat. I wasn't hungry. It's like I go through these stages of I either cope with however I'm feeling with eating a shit ton or not eating at all. And I guess this is just one of those times where I'm just eating a shit ton.
Actually, like the one thing that makes me more unhungry is breakups. Like when I try to eat because I'm like, I need to eat, but like I just can't do it.
You're
like,
just so just, not just fucking. I guess there's just a difference between raw, pure sadness and then just kind of like. Oh, just overarching depression and anxiety and stuff.
The only I feel like that raw pure sadness either when someone dies or a breakup. That's when I feel it. Or when 100%, when I get spanked for
being a bad boy.
Yeah, that just sends me into spiraling sadness. Did you get spanked as a kid?
Should I say?
Do people still spank their kids?
I want to say like as a little boy I was popped a few times on my like cushion diaper.
And as an adult, you were popped on your cushion diaper a couple times. When your mom comes to visit, she'll bend you over her lap and pop you with a wooden spoon on the diaper.
She wears like a little mask. It's weird, but
Ryan, how much money would I have to like what would I have to do to get you to wear a diaper for a week and only shit in it and not take it off? Is there anything I could do?
I don't think so. I'd get an infection.
Yeah, probably. You'd probably like go septic and die.
Yeah, I couldn't change my diaper.
No, you could change it at the end of each day. Every 24 hours, you get one diaper change.
How much money would you give?
It doesn't have to be money. It could be anything. I can buy you 6 donuts.
Oh, worth it? God, I don't know.
Like a car?
The thing is,
would I have to like take out a loan to get you a new car?
These never work because the opportunity's not actually there.
But what if it was?
It's not.
What if this is the opportunity right now? What if me saying this is the opportunity?
Are you a millionaire and I don't know it?
I wish, but I can take out a loan for this. It's worth it to me. This is really worth it to me, man. I haven't been this passionate about something in years.
Dude, if you gave me like $200,000, I'd do it.
But you can't tell anyone else. Yeah, so like people will smell it all day around.
Yeah,
the office,
that's fine. That's
you
fine.
Can never. We'll sign like an NDA, so you can never bring it up.
Yeah.
So everyone was like, "Remember that week, Ryan?
If
just
you get
smelled
a loan
like
for $200,000 and give it to me, I'd fucking do it."
What a loss for me, because I have to pay it back plus interest just to see you walk around in your own shit for a week. Okay. Can we work something? Can I get a lawyer? We can work something out.
Yeah. Do whatever you need.
Coming to a lawyer. Like, what can I help you with today? Well, I actually have a bit of a something you could help me with. See, I want my friend to shit in a diaper for a week, and I'm willing to give him $200,000.
Dude, I already know what this thumbnail is gonna be. I have it just in my head.
Please, not you with a full diaper. Is that what you were thinking of?
It was gonna be me with a full diaper eating a shit ton of donuts.
And it's not
like
a
you
bad
looking
thumbnail.
Disgusted.
It's
at
not
me.
A bad thumbnail,
right?
As long as no doo-doo is shown.
No, Don knows not to show any doo-doo.
Don's a smart boy.
Have you seen the new trailer for season 2 of American Vandal?
No, I didn't know it was out.
American Vandal doesn't come out till like September 7th.
Well, I know the trailer was out, but did you know the trailer for season 4 of Narcos is out and has been for like 8 months? The teaser?
What?
Yeah.
8 months?
Yes. I had no idea. It was uploaded in like February or something.
Is it the same people that are still in it?
Yeah. It takes place in Mexico now. Do you like that show?
Is it season 4?
Yeah, that show is fantastic, by the way. Except it's kind of sad what happened because I remember they went to the new season in Mexico and they sent a location scout and the cartel killed him.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. I'm glad they were still able to produce the show. The theme
I love
song
the music
is so
stuff
good.
That they have in there
the
too.
Theme song to Narcos is fantastic. The whole opening like sequence is
ooh,
great.
Michael Pena is still there.
Yeah,
sweet.
Michael Pena. He's the main character, I think. Now they're taking on the cartels in Juarez. I want to go to Mexico. I've never been to Mexico. It seems like a very cool place. I'd like to go to, I should just drive down to Tijuana.
It's all right. Mexico's pretty nice.
You've been twice?
I've been once.
Once. Looks like fun. Remember that one time, like, Tucker just, like, we came home and we're like, hey, Tucker, where are you? He's like, oh, I went to Mexico. I'll be back tomorrow.
To be able to do that, dude.
Further backing up my theory that Tucker is a drug mule. And has not told any of us.
Tucker's a lucky man. He can just get up and go when he pleases.
Absolutely. The random trips to, like, Peru and Chile and Mexico, like, there's no way Tucker isn't running drugs for a cartel that we have no idea about.
Like,
he made some bad choice when he was in college, and now he's stuck with it. He has to keep running drugs back and forth between the South American countries. Like, if that came out, I wouldn't be in shock. I'd be surprised, but I wouldn't be in shock. I'd be like, oh. The pieces were there. We just had to look.
Just fucking working for robot Pablo Escobar.
just a cyborg version. Just yells at him in Spanish and makes him like run 20 kilos of coke in his little car.
Oh, Tucker.
Tucker, man. Tucker, I hardly know her. That's Tucker's laugh. But I can never tell when he's serious because he does that
one too.
Yeah. So Tucker's laugh and his fake laugh are exactly the same. I think we talked about it on the podcast, didn't we, when he was on here?
Yeah.
But I always laugh is the same as his fake laugh. And I can never tell when he does that laugh, like, did I actually amuse him or is he patronizing me? What is he doing? So I just get very tense and I pull out my bullwhip and I crack him across the face.
You're like, watch it, son.
Speaking of which, I was at Medieval Times and this dude walked out and cracked a whip. Those things are loud as fuck. Like, whips are loud things. I was shocked by how loud a whip is. I've never seen someone crack one. All I can say, man, like, getting a whip to the face, not a fun time.
How many whips have you taken to the face? Like, did you deserve them first off?
Between 6 and 12, at least. I black
whips.
Out because it hurts so bad, but what's the worst pain you've ever felt, speaking of which? I feel like being whipped would be the worst pain above everything you've ever felt.
Doesn't that make you sad?
Who is that? Is that George Lopez?
That's George Lopez, dude.
What the fuck?
I know.
Sorry, Ryan just showed me a picture of a heavy-set man with a gray beard and weird glasses. And apparently it's George Lopez. I could see that smile.
It took you a minute to get there.
It was the smile that really gave it away.
Wait, okay. correct me and if I'm wrong, behind jokes. Him, is that the King Taco
it
logo?
Is. It's the King Taco logo.
Is it?
It is, yeah.
No
100%.
Way. Why is he behind?
Seriously, what the hell, though? Why does George Lopez look like that now? Does he not do Lopez Tonight anymore? Or the George Lopez show?
I don't think so.
His nightly show?
Can I show you one of my favorite, like, fucking pictures that I found recently?
Do you just have a collection of George Lopez phones?
No.
Setting Fortnite
boundaries.
I like the
picture they
edited. How to keep your kid from getting too crazy about games like Fortnite.
Like a depressed kid with, like, a Fortnite character looking at him.
Pointing a gun at him.
Yeah.
What the hell? What?
I find weird, like, stuff like that on the internet every now and then. I really
I still need to play Fortnite for the first time.
Is this one?
Luigi Dad. I don't like that. I don't like Luigi dabbing.
That's a good one.
Remember when Squidward Dad? Remember when that was a big meme? Squidward did the dab in the parade. And everyone went crazy.
I laughed my ass off when
the first time I saw it, I did laugh my ass off as well.
I'll always love that I have this.
Is that Keemstar smoking a blunt?
Yes.
Wearing all red?
Yep.
He's a Fortnite player now, right?
Is he?
I think that's what he does now. Like, I think he's shifted more from...
Shit, dude.
That's a picture I photoshopped of Don with his arm around a big penis. Don had his arm around his friend in a picture, and I just photoshopped a big penis in place. It's pretty convincing, too. I was proud of that Photoshop job.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't talk about that image you just showed me. It's a conservative memes, like, are my favorite memes. Like, baby boomer memes, like... I love them, dude.
Oh,
I love
them. They're so good.
I follow this Twitter called, like, Cursed Boomer Pictures, and it's just, like, it's just like great memes and tweets from, like, baby boomers, and they're all like that. It's a great Twitter account to follow. They're so, so bad.
This is always still going to be one of my favorite pictures ever.
That's not real, is it?
I love that.
I wish you could show this. It's like a 60-year-old man sitting... In a hall, like a dining hall. I don't know. He's outside at a restaurant, I think. And he's sitting with some blue jeans on with a big hole in them and his penis just sticking out the front. That's a sizable penis, dude.
I know.
Is that real? Is that not a fake penis?
I don't know. All I know is I see a hole in his pants.
Can you send me that picture?
Yeah, I'll send it
That's
to you.
That's a great picture.
Ugh.
Speaking of big penises.
What's up, dude?
There's only one more episode left of Sacha Baron Cohen's new show. And on the last episode, he went and, like, he played that, like, resistance character, and he wanted to, like, experience childbirth. So he goes on, like, a childbirth table with this, like healing
it's
guy.
Neera, dude.
Yeah, Neera. And he they show, like where he's going to deliver the baby from. And he has, like, a fake penis sticking out of his pants, and it's massive. I thought that was so funny. What the hell? Where do you get these pictures, Ryan? The hell is that?
Here's a really good one.
What is this one?
I can't.
Guys, just use your imagination and imagine what we were. If someone wants to animate this, they can put whatever pictures they want for us to be looking at.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I honestly can't put these up on screen.
I'm enjoying the pictures you're showing me. Where did you get all these? And why have you not been sending these to me?
I've been screen capping them whenever I find them on the internet.
Ryan and I have this thing where we always text each other, like, really bad conservative memes
this
that
one
were clearly...
I found on Facebook. I think we talked about this on the podcast before.
Like and share equals yes. It's Jesus
the
on
one,
the cross.
The one about the one with Jesus being like brutally crucified.
He's covered in blood. And it's like, what does it say?
Are you thankful for what I've done? Like and share equals
that sounds
yes.
Like an abusive relationship. Like, are you thankful for what I've done? Like covered in blood? Like Jesus Christ was in that picture. My God, dude.
He sacrificed himself for us.
The Christ, man. The Christ.
I didn't ask him to.
You know, I made a Jesus Facebook page when I was in middle school. When I was in eighth grade, I made like a Jesus Facebook page and I got some likes. I also made a Facebook page called Like This If You Never
Jesus
Plan on
Freak?
Doing Pot.
Isn't that a song?
Jesus Freak?
Yeah.
I'm almost certain. That sounds like a song.
I'm going to look it up. Jesus Freak song.
We're changing the name of Super Mega to Jesus Freaks.
This
hey guys, welcome back to Jesus
so
Freaks.
Far, you know what I'm saying?
It's what?
This has been a good podcast.
Just looking at pictures that no one can see.
By the Newsboys.
Oh, the Newsboys, dude. Oh, oh! I can feel the Jesus within me.
Oh, but you know this one. No.
Is it the one from God's Not Dead?
Hurry up.
I hope the Newsboys don't copyright strike this podcast. Okay, you know what? If the Newsboys were to copyright strike this, surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead. He's surely alive.
He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
Yeah. imagine if they copyright checked us for that, and I'd be like, we were just trying to spread the word, and you made this about money.
That's why I don't feel bad about, like, using Christian music when I do Twitch streams, because it's like, what are these Christians going to do? Try to take money from someone who's spreading the good word of God around?
No.
I wanted to, like, do a sketch one, or, like, there's this idea. I didn't know what I was going to turn it into. But my whole thing was, like, what if, like, someone was just trying to use, like, a Christian band's songs or something, and then the Christian band sues them because it's like, hey, you're using our songs in this, but we're spreading the word. Well, it's not about,
it's my intellectual property. Isn't it God's word?
yeah, just like that shit.
Do you ever realize people sell Bibles and make millions off of that?
Yeah.
They're selling someone else's writings.
Do you think it's possible you and I could, like, since it's
super mega
public
branded
domain,
Bibles?
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say it, dude, and that's a great idea.
Could we do that?
Because we both came to that conclusion we have to do. By the way, I was in Melrose.
Because it's public domain, right? The Bible is public domain.
God owns the Bible, I guess, right? Like, who owns the rights to the Bible? Does anyone own the rights to the Bible?
I don't think so. I think it's like Robin Hood, where, like, it's just in the public domain.
Robin Hood's in the public domain?
That's why studios keep making movies about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Who fucked up there to get that in the public domain?
I don't know. It's an old fucking story. Just like probably Beowulf is in the public domain for all I know.
Shit, dude. Yeah, I mean, like, how do you have a copyright?
I don't know what Beowulf is.
How do you have a copyright on something that's like thousands of years old? You know?
You buy it.
I guess so. You snatch it up.
I mean, people own land that's been here for... I love that. It's like land has been here for billions of years or whatever.
This is mine.
Sorry, millions and millions of years.
6,000 years to be exact.
Yeah, sorry. And some guy's just like, oh, it's mine now.
And now you gotta pay for it.
It's like, what? Like, I
that
get
is
it.
Kind of goofy.
No,
it's
like, I get it. Like, the thing is, this isn't like an anti, don't buy land. It's evil rich people, blah, blah, blah. I just think it's a weird way to think of it.
It absolutely is. Like
Same, no, it's
same
not.
With like,
fuck you.
Like selling like, water, you know?
Yeah.
Like, no one owns water, but they still sell it. And you're like, water's not free, right?
Thanks.
It's like, wow. What next? In California, they're going to make us start paying for air.
Dude, I love all the California joke. Dude, I don't see any. What's bad about living in California?
I fucking love California.
Other than that, it sucks when it comes to traffic.
And it sucks with the heat. But other than that, like, honestly, moving from South Carolina to California, I thought it was going to be this, like, crazy, like what you hear about on, like, the news and it's not. It was fine.
Well, you and I aren't fucking crazy coke addicts, too.
Well, one of us.
Yeah.
I do a lot of cocaine.
You should try crack sometime. It's a fun experience.
It's not really a fun experience. It's the poor man's coke.
Well, I wouldn't know if it's a fun experience or not.
Crack cocaine?
Cocaine, yeah.
What about crack cocaine?
Oh, crack, which is just dirty cocaine.
How about, Ryan, is that just like coke mixed? It's coke with like baking soda
it's
and something
impure,
else.
It's just impure coke. It's just
and
coke
rock form.
That they don't have the actual shit for, so they're like, let's mix it in.
How
let's
about
mix some shit in?
How
let's
about
crack. What?
Instead of six donuts a night, one bowl of crack. One rock of crack every night. You get, instead of six donuts, cut it down. You get one rock of crack. Much better for you than donuts.
Okay.
I wonder, like, if there's a way to figure out, like, how many donuts is equal to the detriment to your health that, like, how much is one rip of crack off of a crack pipe compared to, like, in terms of, like, donuts, in terms of how bad it is for you?
So you're talking like caloric intake and health in that instance.
Just like health
versus...
for your blood, your heart, your brain.
I can tell you right now, my cholesterol is probably like just awful.
It's just like, come on, man. Eat Honey Nut Cheerios.
I have high blood pressure, so I'm sure eating six donuts a night hasn't been helping.
Does that mean if you cut yourself or like squirt out like 20 feet?
You want to test it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get scissors around here somewhere.
What if like we jokingly did and you actually just shot blood everywhere? Man, I hate bleeding, man. You cut yourself and it's just like, here we go. Here we go again.
Talking about the rain and mulling over things and don't look past a day.
Mm-hmm.
Will we reach around the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Time was not his friend. This might be my last chance to tell him that you love him. This might be my last chance to tell him that you love him.
I don't know that song, but I was trying to sing along.
Do you know it, though?
Mm-mm.
What? It's about a guy who needs to tell this dude that's an atheist that God loves him before he dies of cancer or some
I don't
shit.
Know that one.
Yeah.
Shit, I gotta catch up on my Christian songs.
Come
man.
On, Matt. I mean, I got the lyrics wrong, but the general themes are there.
The themes are there. You know what song always makes my mom cry? Every time it comes on the radio, she's just
Hood Rat, Hood Rat, Hoochie Mama.
My mom's just like... No, it's Every Christmas, Taking It Back to Christmas, the one about the kid that wants to buy the shoes for his stupid mom.
Yeah. I want to buy these shoes for my stupid mom.
My mom, like, will be driving, like, I'll look over and she'll have, like, tears in her eyes with a tissue. I'm like, every time, mom, you know it's coming. Like, change the channel. Like, you already know the punchline. The mom's going to be sick and she needs shoes. That song actually is pretty sad.
Sorry. I just got a Snapchat because I still every now and then I check like the fan Snapchat, quote unquote. And one of the people is just like, I had one of your podcasts on in the background of me working and my brand new boss just heard some shit about Bart being a penis for like 10 minutes.
Okay, well, that's your fault for playing our podcast out loud at your new job. Why would you think that's a good idea?
I don't know.
Why, like, that's...
Okay, I was just playing uncensored rap music at my new job, and they said a bad word.
It's like, what, that's not our fault.
I know.
That's really funny.
Well, thanks for supporting us. Yeah, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Maybe the boss is a fan now.
Yeah.
I like the people that talk about, like, how they're, like, they'll be listening to the podcast, and their parents will walk in, and it's just, like, the worst thing from each episode, like, plays, like, right then. What did we talk about in this? You talked about... shitting yourself and farting
a bunch
lot.
Of donuts. So I played a fat bastard clip.
It's a lot of good stuff. We sang some Christian rock. Let me sing that song. Can I buy these shoes for my mother, please?
Bada bum bum.
Something and it's something and
bum 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 bum.
Hurry, please. Daddy says there's not much time.
Not much time.
If it, something in shoes will make her night, something in the candlelight, kiss my mom and suck her toes tonight. That's the part that makes my mom cry. She's like, it's so touching how the son will suck his mother's toes in the hospital bed.
I got a surprise for you, Matt.
Is he going to fart again?
No.
What's the surprise?
Okay, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning into the podcast. We thank you for your support. You know, make sure you follow our socials. We're getting a little more vocal on there.
Hell yeah!
So you know, make sure you follow us on Twitter. That's essentially the main one you need.
Well,
to really
Instagram.
We're gonna
kick that back.
Yeah,
in gear.
We want to. So maybe just go ahead and follow our Instagram. It's Super Mega Show. The only picture we have on there is a picture of Matt and I.
Damn it, Ryan.
We're just what?
I'm nothing. You do that. And you're subjecting potentially hundreds of thousands of people to listen to your flatulence.
Well, maybe if I didn't eat fucking 6 donuts a night, I wouldn't have this problem on the podcast. So maybe this is me needing to get healthy.
It's like intervention.
Yeah.
Ryan farting on the podcast is it's a cry for help.
Someone help me.
Exposing our guests in the office.
My mom
it.
Hears those farts and she cries because she knows it's a true sign of struggle in me. Because I'm her son and she knows me so well.
Also, not only that, you're exposing me to them. And and I got it. Like, I'm right here next to you.
Maybe I hate your guts.
I hate your guts because of what's coming out of them.
Fuck, dude?
No, because of what's coming out of them.
Oh.
But, isn't that also crazy real quick? I'm going to throw this in just to think about that.
Chris Brown?
That is crazy. Very crazy, actually. But the power you have... Where you're literally subjecting like 100,000 people to the sound of your flatulence.
I'm fucking, I can do whatever I want.
All right, guys, see you next week.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.